Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
Why is it that for every five animes in the last like 10 years, there's one good anime? And then if you looked at 90s, all of them were good anime. Then you look at 2000s, there are probably two or three of the five. Well, we're producing too much anime. What's happening right now?
Hottest take you could ever say. Though.
Yeah, what's happening?
I really just said.
Do you agree or disagree with what I just said?
I disagree.
All right.
Well, yeah, I disagree.
I extremely disagree with that.
You're telling me for every five animes that you know of that come out, how many of them are good right now?
Like three.
Unless
Like, no.
Right now, during 2000s, I disagree. I think at least three or like
I think
three
the
or
2000s
four.
That we
I said
had.
three.
I'm saying right now, though.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like one.
Yeah, I think it's one.
Y'all don't watch enough anime. Y'all, all you guys see, you see the poster child,
I didn't even watch the poster child animes.
and then you go straight to it when, you know, they release so many, they shadow drop so much anime. Come on, man.
I try.
You gotta really
Say trash.
explore. There could be anime you just don't see because it's
I mean,
not,
I agree.
it just doesn't flash
Look,
anime.
Mr. Pirate over here.
Hard.
Okay.
Hey, I wear my Patrick Peglick with dignity, right? I do not.
That's no we pay for our subscriptions and
Yeah, that's
you know
the
what?
whole thing.
It's not always mainstream though, I'm just saying.
You
I
pay for
don't
your subscriptions with a limited catalog.
Hey, that's why I have four.
I have an unlimited catalog.
I got four.
Yeah, that's why you broke.
Yeah, you know what I want to sponsor us? So I'm not broke anymore, thanks.
Bad
Anyways, welcome back to Weebersation, the podcast you hopefully love, come back to and keep listening to, because got nothing else to do. So, at least I don't. So,
Nah, he's lying. He has a lot of things to do.
He's right.
I'm the one that has nothing to do. That's why I'm always here.
I'm your host, Senpai Jello, also known as Nico. I'm joined with my co-host, Shannon, also known as Sakanoji. And we are rejoined with Calvin.
What's up? Yeah.
Our daddy has returned.
Hello, Daddy. Yeah, we are talking about niche anime today.
Yeah, it's a topic that we visited before, but we're gonna get a little more in depth now, you know, because more people want to talk about niche anime. We want to get you on some anime you've either never heard of that could be really enjoyable, or you could just experiment with it, you know, check it out. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I also feel like niche anime are like they're so underrated that like you it's like the first two episodes are like really like impactful and then you're like, is this topic really interesting? But then that third episode is like really deep in a lot of these. You know, like it gets so in depth or like so like climactic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like it really engages you. Because a lot of people get turned off by one or two episodes.
Yeah.
I've talked to so many people who are like, yeah, the first few episodes didn't really hook me and I just
Right.
didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like that's why I like my golden rule is just the first four episodes and you're good. I will say most niche anime do not have great soundtracks though. There's very few that do, at least in my experience. You're gonna know about these anime that we're talking about, you may not, but regardless, we're gonna talk about it. Calvin, you have a niche anime that you would like to present first.
Anohana.
Anohana. Pretty good one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you put that image in my head. Oh my God. It took me
Start crying.
Oh no.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
I have to drink some water, bro.
So good.
So, now here's the question. Do we talk about
That
spoilers?
fuck.
Do we avoid spoilers?
There are no
Because,
stinging spoilers.
that's true.
This is the anime. There's no stinging spoilers. If you didn't watch it, you didn't watch it. It's your fault.
You brought it up.
Yeah, on or the
I think we can avoid spoilers for it because I think
the
it's
flowers
also
bloom
it's
that
a
day.
yeah it's a great anime. It's a one-shot 12-episode anime, so it also goes into that like you know sit down like you have a couple days off whatnot like you can finish it in, like 2 days. It's a really incredible watch, and it really goes into kind of not only norms of Japanese society, like kind of average life of a, or just kind of like life of a teenager, whatnot. But also it goes into like coping loss and just really tugs on the heartstrings. Like, yeah, it's a really great anime.
I felt like I was drowning watching that fucking anime.
Yeah, no, it's great, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I was drowning. It was very that messy.
It hits you out of nowhere, bro.
He was like a you're train. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's definitely
like,
somebody
in,
else.
In the beginning, you get like bits and pieces, but you're not piecing it together.
Dude, and it's so subtle.
Yeah,
like it's very subtle. Yeah. It's not like right there. You're just like, what? You know that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you start questioning everything.
So, it also shows the importance of friends.
Would be Vendred, which is the one I talked about briefly. Everyone liked Gundam and Macross. So they're like,
I'm still told.
Yeah. I Macross lost my friend one day. Let me just talk about what I like.
I didn't understand.
You could be a Gundam stand. I was just telling you what Vendred is like.
No, you said
men and women are
said something. You like Macross Delta.
Got a lot of CGI, and that's why people didn't watch it. It reminds me of Zoids with the CGI. I don't know. It was, at the time, it was like really popular to like my friend group because I told them about it. But everyone else I talked to, like just on a regular basis, had no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But the premise is men and women are separated and there's these pirates that go around the planets. I believe it's men live on Mars, women live on Mars, men live on Earth. And the way they are, colony-wise, is completely different. But, the pirates, they're pirating, like, ravaging other ships and all that stuff, like normal pirates do. But they run across an old man that has an old, mechanized, war, you know, type of, model, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really old-fashioned. And they have all the newer stuff because their technology is booming.
Mm-hmm.
So they capture him at first and they're like, you know, we're going to hang you or do whatever because you're a male, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And he's never seen a female. So he's just like, I don't know how to react. Like, I think I'm attracted. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going through it. He's portrayed as a teenager, I believe, in the show.
Gotcha.
They're all teenagers, but they're like older teens, except for the ship captain. But
so they're like, we're gonna kill you, and he's like, this hot,
okay. Yeah, pretty much. One girl, she's obsessed with him, she wants to like marry him. It does the whole problem with it, too, is it does kind of turn into like a harem,
mm-hmm.
but like he doesn't choose any of them, they just all like love him
mm-hmm.
because it's the only male they've met or seen, you know, and until later, I guess. But what they find out is. There's these aliens that are mimicking the ships of the advanced technology, and they can mimic what they do in battle because they're hive mind.
Mm.
And so they're half machine, half, like, you know, their anatomy is like flesh and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is he helps them fight because they have no experience in like real, real combat like that, because they live a peaceful life.
Right.
Like they do, but they don't. And so he's like, hey, I can help. And they accidentally combine because they realize that they're, I don't know what they're called. I'm just going to call them mechs right now. Mm-hmm. They realize that their mechs can combine if they're like feeling the same wavelength, but they're really close. So it's like awkward. So like they're like hugging each other or like,
one's
like over the other, you know, like boobs and face type of thing. So he's like, get off me. Like what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
But then they're really strong. And so the aliens mimic them the whole time doing that. And they pretty much become like Power Ranger, like Zords, like just combining at some point, which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit Power Rangers man, but it's really interesting how they like just grow to like learn to be the beacon of what society used to be, like old, where it's like men and women coexisting in this ship, and everyone hates for it. Like they meet all the other generals and command fleets of the women and men of the other fleets. And they're like, you know, we're going to capture you for treason because this is wrong, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait, we beat all these aliens. You guys need to help us fight the aliens because they're coming to full planets, take over the planets. And they're like, no, that's disgusting. You're with a man. No, it's disgusting. Yeah. You're with a woman. So it's pretty, like, interesting how they, like, have that politics of just sex. It's really sexist. Like,
since the show.
That was my topic for my niche. What about you, Shonan?
Well, I mean, I've said it before a million times. I'm going to keep saying it a million times. Yildikor Quartet is extremely underrated. A lot of you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Still, that means you haven't been doing anything.
Yep. Really, why is it underrated by the...
Underrated?
Is it good?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. really good, yeah.
Theme song?
The theme song? We had to talk about something last episode. So. What was the theme song? The fuck?
So, checks out the soundtrack. Not good.
What? Good thing.
Checked out.
How was the ending of the show?
The ending? That's spoilers.
I said, how was it? I didn't say, how did it end?
That's spoilers.
That means it was trash.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but Yildikor Quartet is, it's a really great anime if you like, you know, that, if you like action and supernatural stuff. It ties heavily around supernatural.
Hey, what type
the of aspect anime? Of, shut the hell up, I'm talking. Wait till I pause, then you can ask a fucking question. It ties really heavily around, you know, the traditional Japanese yokai and stuff. But without giving you guys any answers for your homework, that's pretty much it. There's two versions of it. I recommend the old version if you care about story. If you care or don't really care about the story, you just like, you know, the flashy animation and all that cool stuff, you can watch the newer versions. There are, I think, 3 movies to it made by the newer studio that did it. They're all pretty good. Hanano Uto is probably my favorite. Yeah, go watch it.
So I got a question that I think nobody has thought of. What type of supernatural?
I should have said yokai.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
It was banned in
traditional Japanese.
Well, I wanted to wait for you to finish talking because I have manly some people.
Look, we're meant to be controversial here. Alright, well, let's just talk about some more niche short anime. Ironically, Samurai Champloo was niche and then it got popular. When it first came out, it was niche.
Yeah.
At least from my memory. Because no,
no
one.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like part of it was because of.
Black Butler was like. Under everything when that shit came out.
Everybody
started watching that shit, and then...
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't care for it.
The books got put in, like, public libraries, everybody was on it.
Yeah. I didn't care for it, and my ex, or my girlfriend, but not my ex, she recommended me. Bro, I was super hooked. I was like, man, this is... Some of it's kind of cringe, but I'm watching this. It got pretty cringe pretty quickly, I'm not gonna lie, but... But yeah, Samurai Champloo was like pretty niche when it first came out. Cause like I would talk about it, people like, "What's a sunflower samurai?" Like, people like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" But I do feel like because Nujubi or Junzawa passed away, it was a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned this before, but he was the inspiration for lo-fi. A lot of people credit him for lo-fi because his music had no genre.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was mentioned in our music episode.
That's awesome.
So he's a big hip-hop like connoisseur for a lot of people. and they started like looking at his work. And one of his big projects was Samurai Champloo.
Yeah.
Like all the music in that show is just him, mm-hmm. which is crazy. And feature arts. Mm-hmm. So that's, the only other anime in my memory that's like that, that was like niche.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably Fully Fully. It started out niche, but got really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only the first season. Mm-hmm. No one really cares. We talked about the second or the revamp of it, you know? Not as great, just clarifying. But it's on fire.
But I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen any of Fully Fully?
No.
Oh, man.
I'll take that.
It's good for sure.
I played the old one. That shit was so hot.
Yeah.
What genre?
What genre is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sci-fi, I think. Action.
Action sci-fi.
Action sci-fi,
yeah.
Action sci-fi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's like action sci-fi. Technically, there's music in there, but it's mainly action sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild.
Is Toradora niche?
Yes.
Yeah, Toradora is.
Well, Toradora is very niche. Surprising. Actually, a lot of people hate Toradora.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate Toradora.
Why?
Because.
No one, no. I mean, she's
annoying.
That's the right type that people don't really like all too much.
She's an annoying.
A lot of people care.
A lot of people care, bro. It's a
romance anime.
Yep. Yeah. It's pure romance.
And it's like, okay, I don't want to sit there and have this negative looking relationship go on 12 episodes.
It's also to the point where people. Because people know about it, they don't watch it. That's why it makes it niche. Like,
yeah,
it's only the people that really like Sunday's or a love story that watch it.
There are so many characters in there that, like, you know, annoying.
No, yeah, but yeah, no,
don't take the main role.
Yeah,
because we're following Toradora as the main character, not the other guy.
Not the side character. You would think the guy's the side character.
I think more people need to know, like, what's a sit down and, like, give your full attention to a show, and what's a sit down and then play, like, a fucking
see, the issue TFT was,
and watch a show.
The issue with that is that, like I said, if they don't get hooked up within the first few episodes, you're just not going to watch it at all.
Yeah.
I honestly, when I'm
watching... Well, no, to be fair, like, I was, my brother, like, forced me to watch that one, and, no, I only got hooked, like, you know,
like the like, melancholy of Haruno Suzumiya took a long time for me to get
into. Yeah, same.
And then, you know, the anime makes absolutely no sense, but eventually I was like, yeah, sure, I'm going to watch it.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Which I think that's in these anime. I don't know. The melancholy of Haruno Suzumiya is.
It just feels so long.
It is long. It is long.
Like, you know, but I mean, like, it feels longer than it should be. Like, it's just.
Because nothing happens.
Yeah, I know. So it's so, like. You're like,
you don't get any information until near the end of the anime.
Oh, you know, one of my favorites? Pet Girl of Sakura. So.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, I thought that was my girl. Yeah,
we talked about that one.
I forgot.
It's so good. So, like. This is a show that follows a kid going to, I think it's boarding school.
Yeah, I want
to
say.
It's like a...
It's not a private school, it's a boarding school.
Yeah, I think it's a boarding school. And he can't afford to live in the regular dorms. So he gets put in the autistic house. And,
the dog house, okay.
Yeah. So this is the side living space. For people who don't fit into the regular,
society.
Into regular society. And, it's really interesting because it never, like, actually labels them as, like, autistic or anything, but it very much does play into that. Yes, and it's pretty obvious, but it also shows people on the spectrum in a way that I really, really like because, it shows their difficulties and it shows how they are so incredible at their niche and, it shows all parts of their life and then like this regular person interacting with them and how he feels very inferior to them at times. And it's a really, really interesting show.
I also like it because he's not skewed by anything that they
do. No.
He just accepts it.
Yes.
Like, And you don't really get that, you know, and especially anime at that time. You don't really just get that accepting.
Well, you don't get that, like, almost in any media, because it always needs to be a...
It's, like, exaggerated.
Exactly. It always needs to be a core part of their character and their... And some part of the story of, like, how society doesn't accept them or whatnot, or, like, how they have these struggles or whatnot. But, like, it's really just about them living their lives. And and although they do have their, like, difficulties, you know, it doesn't play into that in the same way. Yeah. It's a really incredible show, and it's also a really cute love story.
How'd you feel about the ending of it? Without spoiling.
I liked it. Like, I did. Yeah. I think
it was very chill, right?
Yeah. I think it's one of those that, like, I don't have to think about a lot. It's not one of the ones that, gosh, like, makes me tear up every time, you know, and it's not one that, like, I was unsatisfied with.
Yeah, I felt like it was more like a goodbye than an ending, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Kind of on to the next part.
Yeah. But there was not too many questions left on that.
Yeah.
I would say Witch Hunter Robin's pretty niche. A lot of people haven't watched that or know about it. It is, honestly, don't remember what it's about. I'm trying to think about it, but I remember watching it. I don't think I finished it, actually. But, obviously, they're hunter. Pretty sure they're a bounty hunter, if I remember correctly. They're not hunting witches. They're hunting, like, I want to say werewolves and vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mythical creatures, if I remember. But you have the typical version of each hunter. Like, the obsessive one, the one that's, like, crazy about, like, the anatomy of, you know, what they kill. The one that's, like, do they have feelings? So, like, all these different personalities into one party.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, they don't function well, but they're really good at their job, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, they're just, like, they remind me of, like, a D&D group, like, you know, going on a mission and all the shenanigans in between.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them is, like, actually attracted to, like, the things they kill. So,
no.
Yeah. It's a really weird show.
Yeah.
Code Geass is pretty mainstream.
Great show. Love that show.
I think it was always mainstream, actually.
Yeah.
Gungrave, though. Gungrave is pretty niche.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
I don't even know how to describe. I don't know if that's what that shit is.
That's an anime?
Yeah. Let me bring up the synopsis. I know it's a crime syndicate thing, but I don't know. Honestly, it's not even that good. I'll be honest. Because if I can't remember, it's not that good. But I remember just, like, a crime syndicate.
Some, like, psychopaths or something?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. 13 years after, I think it's a main character, killed his best friend. He's reborn as some crime syndicate. And it backtracks his youth and talks about his story in the criminal world. Alright. I will say, it reminds me of the animations of Helsing and all that stuff. So it's in similar to that, like Dragon, and so it's got a lot of gun violence and
nobody
no,
knows
what Trigun is. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Trigun's pretty popular.
No, Trigun is not that popular. It's really? Extremely old. It only has one really good season.
I've heard of it.
The rest is really mid. Yeah, Trigun is pretty neat.
Trigun has one of my favorite characters of all anime. The guy with the cross.
Yeah. Because, like, so what's the other one that's like Trigun? Cowboy Bebop. Because, like, Cowboy Bebop took over pretty much.
Well, the sci-fi. Yeah.
Live, because Trigun was really good, but then Cowboy Bebop, oh, yeah, that's even better. Yeah. Trigun was pushed to the shadows. People know probably know about it, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're right. Especially past the first season. So. Trigun's also pretty long. I'm not gonna lie. A little longer than I remember it being.
Is Ironblood Orphans niche?
No. Unfortunately not.
Yeah. I've never watched it.
It got really popular after what's that recent one? The Witch of the Moon came out.
Yeah,
and then people were like, "Yeah, cool."
It might start a niche, but
yeah, I watched it a while back, and I remember like nobody knew what it was. That
was it late 2000s, right?
Yeah. A lot of the related ones got really popular after they kept pushing out new like I guess seasons for it. But.
I remember Monster got popular because of all the horror animes coming out. So, well, morbid horror like Parasite and Lost Days. You guys watch Ergo Proxy? It was like watching budget Ghost in the Shell. The main character confuses me. That's what I felt like I was watching. Seriously,
you know, it's really good. It doesn't get enough love. Black Rock Shooter.
Yes!
Black Rock Shooter and here's the thing, right? It's extremely popular overseas, not in the US. Because, overseas, they've been doing collabs for last 10 years almost. And I like it. It's really great. It's really hard to get into because it is a CGI anime, but it's good CGI anime, not like God Eater CGI anime.
Yeah, that's true.
I recommend it. It's pretty fun to watch. It's a lot of action, a lot of characters.
Oh man. Last Exile? You know
what? What?
You know Last Exile?
What's that?
The anime?
That's an A.
It was one of the first DVDs I had, but it was so bad that I gave it away.
Never watched it.
I won't say it was, like, terrible, but, like, it tried to be other anime. If that makes sense. It wasn't doing the joking trying to be anime. It was like literally trying to be anime. So.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of anime do that correct. I think there's like one anime that's like, that does it the best. You know, that takes inspiration from like other animes and puts it all in one to make it itself. I think. And the only anime that knows that does that like amazing well is like Magi.
Yeah, Magi's so like pretty good at that.
The best version of, I took all this and made it my own foundation. Which, you know, for a basic system as a magic system is still really good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, would you consider Ninja Scroll?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Ninja Scroll is?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Think I like ninjas or some shit?
It's not even about ninjas, it's about samurai.
Think I like samurais or some shit? Yeah, I go out my way to watch things about samurais.
It got overshadowed by Yoromi Kenshin and others, but like, yeah, Ninja Girls. They made games off of it, bro.
You gotta understand. I'm the same person that's never watched anime before, so.
You're right. Nor, I didn't really finish.
Is Vinland Saga niche when it first came out?
No.
No. It was really fun.
Yeah. I think it was like the only way to watch it was like on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And and that was like, it was still before COVID when like a lot of people got into anime. I guess I just didn't really hear about it from anybody else.
I mean, people watch it, but they didn't, like, talk about it.
That's gotcha. What, yeah. Okay.
Because there's a lot of people that, like, remember, keep in mind, there was still stigma that was happening for anime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you watch anime? Mm-hmm. Like, it affected the dating scene.
Yeah.
Like, they see that as a red flag. A lot of women see that as a red flag.
They still do.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it was worse during pre-COVID.
I already thought it's, like, a green flag for me, but I think that's suspension.
Yeah. They were just like, uh-huh, yes, every time you talk.
Well, like, I'm, you know, I'm Asian. They're just like, dude, I went out with this one girl, and she was just like, so what's your favorite anime? I'm like, I didn't tell you I watched anime. I'm like, oh, you're fetishizing me. Okay, I'm down.
Common thing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's fine. 2025. No, June 2nd. Yeah, you know what's crazy is a lot of, we talked about this earlier, but a lot of niche animes are just really short, man. Like, it's crazy that a majority of them are just short. Like, Samurai 7, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with Samurais, and it's like, you only got, like, one season, and then years later, you got, like, an extension.
Yeah.
Of that one season, and it was done. Samurai Shippuden, 12 episodes, you know, like, freaking Toradora, you know, like, it's just so, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And most of them are, like, you know, at the time where anime was booming, but you only have, like, that, you know,
right.
That short.
You still have, like, No Game No Life, which wasn't niche, but, like, was short.
Yeah. And everyone demanded it, and, like, stuff. Yeah, obviously. they came out the interview. The reason why they never made another season was because it took the animators too much. Because, you know, the shading is not natural shading. They use red light instead of black for all the shading details. And it took too much for the animators to have the vision of the creator.
Right.
Because it was just so time draining.
Oh.
They did an interview about it, and that was like the hot topic.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know about it.
Mm. Oh, I talked about this earlier, but in a previous episode. Boogie Pop is also niche because no one really knows about it. They read the manga in Japan. It's very popular. But in America, nobody knows what the fuck Boogie Pop is. They think it's kind of like the Boogeyman or something. Which, you know, they're not far off, but, like, it's completely different. So.
Yeah, they messed up with Bobo.
Bobo. Yeah, that
is. I love that. That was hilarious. It's another niche anime. A black guy with an afro.
Fucking nostril hair attacks.
Yeah.
Take my nostril hair! What was the fucking Play-Doh looking thing?
Oh yeah, the fucking Gumby looking.
Yeah, the Gumby looking. It was straight Gumby, bro. It was straight Gumby. It was a sidekick, and he was like the normal sidekick you'd want, like Robin type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit was hilarious because, like, he was so animated, he would eat himself to get power. Just take a chunk off his head. I am sure, like, you're like, what the hell?
That's awesome.
That show, and this man had a yellow afro, a big yellow afro, big black guy.
Yeah,
four shades all day. It's so good.
It's basically Japanese Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's and you like it's meant.
It's just so long as those hairs.
Dude, there's a point where like the show trying to get serious, it's so ridiculous that like, you can't take it serious.
Yeah.
It's so funny, bro.
Oh my gosh.
He uses his armband as a weapon at one point. Dude, it's so funny. He's always flexing, too. Yeah. He's always flexing.
Yeah.
It's another good short. Oh, Last Exile reminded me of, it's not niche, but, Full Metal Panic. A lot.
I don't know
what Full Metal Panic. You know what Full Metal Panic? Oh, man.
Nope. You lost me at Full Metal.
Well. Do you know what Full Metal Panic is?
Nope.
Damn.
I know the Alchemist.
Morobito.
Good book. Yeah.
Calvin, you were like Morobito.
Morobito?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot Woman.
You sold me.
Hey.
The Warrior.
Warrior?
Yeah.
What kind of warrior?
Chamberlain Warrior.
Woman that does something? Nah. I'm not into fiction.
I'm not into fiction. Crazy. You're canceled. No, I don't.
Do it.
Princess Tutu, pretty niche.
Yeah, that's hella niche.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Ballerina.
Yeah.
Sorry about ballerina.
Yep. Okay. A little girl wants to be a ballerina.
Hell yeah.
It's really good, though. It's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for a simple concept, there's a lot that happens, so pretty decent. You know, and no, they say everybody's dreams get broken at an early age.
Oh, welcome to the ballroom.
Ooh.
That's actually
pretty good. Welcome to the ballroom.
Brandon doesn't know it. It must be niche.
A lot of things, but this is the one you guys got started.
Yeah. It's so it's by the same studio that did Haikyuu.
Yep.
And it's and Haikyuu's my favorite anime. I will die on that hill. If we're not counting Avatar, then yeah. So second favorite, I think it was.
I think everyone's in agreement that Avatar's the anime.
Yeah. So second favorite. But it is about a kid that gets into ballroom dancing in high school.
And oh, yeah.
It's a really great show because it's one, it's really incredibly animated, and two, it's about the struggles of getting into a sport later in life.
No talent.
Exactly. And, well, that's the thing is he is a really talented kid, and he has a lot of passion for it, but he's really late to the scene because a lot of people start when they're really young.
Yeah. It's not like a two left toe thing. It's like a, I don't have the coordination I thought I did type of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, most people are like, two left feet, you don't have the talent for this.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, I will say the animation when they're dancing, beautiful.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen Haikyuu, like, you know how incredible that video is. And like, they have upped their game for this show. And then also the soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah, I do remember liking the ending more than the opening, but I do remember liking
the
music in there. Cause it's kind of like jazzy, but not.
Yeah.
It's like jazz feel, but it's not.
Oh, it's an incredible,
I feel like brass instruments, you're gonna like it, so.
I think second season was better than the first season, though.
Yeah, second season had a lot of piano in it, too.
The second season opening, though, was incredible.
Yeah.
But,
so if you're a music connoisseur, give it a watch.
Oh yeah.
Just say. Or if you like just
it, heck, like I will never get into ballroom dancing, obviously. I don't really have all that much of an interest in it. Just as like a sports anime in general, I think it's really, really interesting. Because a lot of people wouldn't really like categorize that. And it's hard to kind of like see it as a sports anime. But I think it's especially from this storytelling, it's a really easy one to get into as like a sports anime.
Yeah. You got another anime you want to talk about? Mention?
Mm-hmm. I can still mention a few, of course. I mean, I think Sweetness and Lightning is fucking niche.
Never heard of that. Don't know what that is.
How do I explain this? It's a teacher raises a daughter alone. Unexpected death of his wife. And that's pretty much the goal is a single father, you know, and then eventually finds a love interest and tries to incorporate that into his family. You know, his daughter is the biggest part of the anime. It's pretty cute. I mean, there's some sad parts about it, but, you know, I think it's worth a watch.
I'm going to start with this anime from that. Hanamaru Kindergarten. I will never trust a teacher. I got scarred, bro. This anime, I watched an anime, so cute. So adorable. Okay, this anime.
Yeah.
So cute and adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, he raises a daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, similar process, similar concept. Single mom raises daughter, and the teacher is the male. The teacher is like this wholesome, really nice guy.
Yeah.
This little girl in kindergarten falls in love with him. Okay, not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
But I'm still scarred by it.
Yeah.
She tells her mom about this incredible guy that she loves.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom loved him when she was younger, when they were going to school together.
Yeah.
So the story goes, this little girl's trying to convince this guy to marry her when she's older, pretty much, in her own little way, in her own little world. But he falls in love with the mom, and so essentially he like already liked the mom a long time ago.
You're right.
And so when they start like dating, she pretty much is happy for them, but she gets hella jealous.
And it just goes downhill.
And it goes downhill.
Oh no, right.
Anything to get his attention. Anything.
Yes. Like literally, she would pee
her pants. Oh my god.
Like that.
Just to get that attention.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm scarred. Whenever I see any type of, you know, single parent raising this, I think of this and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, Speed of Lightning is completely different. Completely different.
Thank God. Cromarty High School, do you consider that niche?
No.
No? No, a lot of people know about it, but I know. In America, at least.
It's one of those things that you pop up on because you watch, like, related stuff. Yeah.
Cromarty High School, quick timeline, TLDR. It makes fun of other animes, but the premise is the main character, it's a high school trope, right? But every character is exaggerated. So, like, what we told you, like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
There's a guy, his hair stretches longer than the episode.
That's awesome.
Like, it's that ridiculous.
Yeah.
You see it at the end of credits.
Yeah, you see it at the end of credits. You see his hair. You see, like, how long his hair is. Like, but the main character, he's like, my high school's not normal. But I don't know how it's not normal. And his best friend's a robot. He doesn't see that. Like, a lot of people know he's a robot, but the main character's like, yeah, he's just him. He's not a robot.
Yeah.
But, like, every character's so ridiculous. Something's weird about them. The big buff guy, he's, like, obsessed with, like, teddy bears and, like, you know, all that stuff. There's, like, a guy that's, like, he's supposed to be, like, a gangster, but he's, like, a gangster for cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
things
like that. It's so ridiculous, but it makes fun of all the tropes of anime. But it's so funny. It's not niche, but it's like, a lot of people just don't watch it because of how ridiculous.
Well, I love a good anime that, like, you know, kind of makes fun of
it. It's the silliness of Avatar, so you'll like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's very, very
good. Okay, yeah.
Cromarty High School. It's so, the first episode, you're just like, what the fuck is that?
That's why I find it so odd when people get into anime through One Punch Man. Because I'm just like, but that's making fun of all the anime tropes.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You can't. It's actually, humor.
It does a really good job of it, though.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not gonna lie, it does a really good job.
And the one that like has like the really exaggerated tropes and whatnot. Like my favorite is Gurren Lagann.
Yeah,
that like when he like pulls out his sword and he extends his sword through the entire screen. but I love.
No, when he kept doing the catchphrases every time he stood on screen, he had a different catchphrase.
Gurren Lagann the absolute goat of all anime, and it's the funny thing is it's so unseriously serious.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of the best anime ever created, and two, it makes fun of everything.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
So you're just continuously hooked on it for.
It's not really short, and I hated that it was short, but I also loved it. Yeah. You know what?
I saw the greatest Gurren Lagann cosplay at Fanime. They did a.
Who wanted to do an anti?
Yeah, they did Yoko and. It was incredible.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are obsessed with Yoko.
That's like, one that trick, you know? Yeah. I think that one's not niche, but I think that one's more
technical. Yeah, it's just short.
Yeah.
It's just short.
It's short and good.
Yeah.
They did.
That's why I like Google so much.
When you believe in yourself, believe in the meetup.
Yeah, I know. Greatest quote in anime history, bro. Literally the greatest quote in anime history. If that doesn't give you plot armor, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
You could gain some plot armor through a sentence. it's so good.
Fucking love Kyogo and other delusions, isn't it?
Yes.
Surprisingly.
Yes, surprisingly.
Because it's a comedy anime, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a comedy anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know, its concept is so specific.
I haven't actually watched all the way through. I've seen fragments or whatnot, but like I have such a hard time just sitting down and actually watching it. So like I'll usually do something on the side.
The ending is surprisingly really good.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Like for how jokey it is, it's really
good. Yeah.
I find it so funny though.
No, it's very
it's supposed to be a funny anime.
Yeah.
But it's pretty niche.
I feel like people when they comment on this, they're gonna be like, "Oh, they're finally someone talking about this." Blah, blah.
Yeah,
it's gonna be something. And then people are like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, please comment if you're going to AX.
Imagine comments on the spot. Okay.
We're not gonna Fox too.
Yeah.
Fox is also on the list. So for those people that live in Seattle.
Yep.
We'll be out there. Maybe. We'll be out
there. Literally, everyone that's pretty much been on the podcast except for like three people.
Yeah.
So, maybe two people.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be cosplaying at AX and probably at PAX. Because why not?
We will.
You probably do a group.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds fun.
We will probably, most likely, going to be doing a little recording for YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, maybe do a tour or something.
Yeah.
We'll do some interviews.
Yeah. See if we have any fans.
Get some content.
The first question I'm going to ask, do you know what Weebisations is?
Yeah.
Have you heard of us?
it'll be promoting our podcast while we're up there.
What if we ask them? If they say no, we just jump them.
By jumping them, we lift them up.
Yeah.
We just lift them up in the sky. Start cheering for no reason. People are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Niche anime, but really popular for not anime purposes, Bakugan. Bakugan anime, very niche. Everything else about Bakugan, hella popular. Like, no one watches the show. Literally.
Yeah.
That doesn't make, I mean, I watched a shit out of that show.
I did too. But literally, everyone that plays Bakugan, they're like, there's a show. I'm like,
nah.
Bro, how did you know? The show came up before the toys.
No, I knew there was a show. And, but like, the only reason I knew is because I had the toys as a kid now.
Yeah.
Throw them at my brothers. The
toys were the most popular thing, and like I know a collector of Bakugan, and he doesn't even know anything about show. He has every Bakugan ever.
That's awesome.
Like, it's so crazy. I'm like, man, and that's crazy because like it's so popular. Like,
I played the game on the Wii for so fucking long, bro.
They were Beyblade, you know, and probably anyone knew the show. Like, the only people that really know the show are the people that. Grew up with Beyblades.
Yeah,
like, it was popular and it became niche.
More shows and then just
It was so popular and then it literally turned into a niche anime.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concept wise, that's great because yeah. the toys are so big, you know.
Yeah. There's an anime coming out. I don't want it to be niche, so you guys need to watch it. It's the second coming of Panty and Stocking.
Yes.
Watch it.
I love Panty and Stocking.
Yeah, and like the old one. We're going to like the new one. Panty and Stocking is a peak comedy right there.
Can you guys think of an anime movie that's niche besides Neonja?
What's an anime movie that's niche?
Yeah.
A
movie that's niche.
I think you guys. A couple hundred. Strike Witches has it.
Oh my gosh.
Anime.
You just unlocked a deep part of my brain.
That's no one's fucking watched.
Yep.
Fucking,
Strike Witches, yep.
It's funny. I think it's not niche. But I think it needs even more attention than it already probably has. Because so many people talk about the second season of Game of Life, and not enough people talk about the movie.
True. That is true. The movie was so good. No,
like, it's probably not that niche, you know. Like, especially for people who do know No Game No Life, like yeah. they probably know it. But like, if you haven't seen it and you do love No Game No Life, you need to watch that shit.
Or if you just like that. Colors, bro. Like the color.
Oh, it's such an incredible watch.
One thing that most people don't understand about No Game No Life and why it's so good is because the shading and coloring is not black lines; it's
yeah.
red lines, and that detail alone. Changes the concept of what you watch in animation, which is crazy because they're the only ones to do that ever, like in anime history.
Yeah,
like that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
like
oh, especially yeah, if you're breaking fucking rules of animation, it's like hell yeah, that's fucking insane.
Another. Niche movie is what is it called? 20 centimeters per second.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Basically, it's how do I describe it?
20 meters per second.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's.
Five meters per second?
Yeah, 5
yeah.
per
second,
yeah.
Isn't that the really sad one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
oh, it's a rumor.
Oh, you know a controversial take that I'm about to have? oh gosh, what's it called?
Oh, I have seen this. Oh my gosh. Dude, that was... Man. 5 meters per second. Yeah, I do remember how sad this was. Okay.
Yeah. That was like basically my life.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, I have this love interest, but I can't be with my love interest because I'm consistently moving places.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one. The Girl That Left Through Time was also a new
one. Oh, that one was actually really good.
Yeah. I don't watch that one, but I know of it.
No, I don't know about it. But yeah, the people that know about it, they really work.
The only reason I know about it, is because one of the voice actors, the main voice actor for Spice Wolf, voices the main character. And I think Spice Wolf is pretty niche because a lot of people don't watch it. They know about it.
But... Yeah, I mean, Spice Wolf is pretty good.
And then Eden of the East.
Yeah, Eden of the East is...
If you just like really subtle, nice romance that's not like overly romance, that's what we're talking about right now, pretty much.
Is Scissor 7 niche?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's actually hard.
That's like,
I would say yes, but.
I think it's niche because it's not right on the line.
Yeah.
I think it's like right on the line because it's not a traditional anime.
Yep. But people know about it. A lot of people know.
Yeah, but people know about it. And then it's like.
And because of the curiosity.
Since it's not a traditional anime, people are not going to see it.
Yeah. But any avid anime enjoyer watched it, right?
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, that's one of my. That's one of my like new
favorites. Underrated.
Oh,
very
it's
underrated.
Incredible.
It should get more attention.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Yes.
really draws the line between like serious and unserious, you know, and
It's like three times an episode.
Where it just will fall back and forth, whatnot. Right. Yeah, and it's so funny. So yeah, if you haven't seen that one, I think definitely watch that one.
Right. Fucking, you would never expect Granny to come in clutch.
Yeah.
I mean, you will now. Non, but
fuck Non.
Yeah.
Garbage ass anime. Yeah. Garbage ass concept.
Holy shit, when he tries to poke out the dog eyes, so not. Alright, I wear my sunglasses on my forehead, dude.
Funny. I will say the other one that I could think of by popularity that became niche was the last season of Digimon.
I think Digimon in its whole was a niche.
Yeah, I've only spoken about it anymore.
Digimon just isn't as popular, and they're not really dropping all.
It's only popular. It's more popular in Korea than it is anywhere else, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They had a whole convention for it in Japan about the game and everything, and it's like it was trash, overly hyped and trash. But yeah, Digimon I feel like was popular became niche. Like no one talks about it really ever. People do love it a little bit, like a little bit, but it's just like people can't even name like. 3 months.
I don't know if they just need to push more Digimon. So, I mean, their movie wasn't that good. It was like a solid 6 out of 10. But
yeah, it's because the radio of what we already know.
Just do a Pokemon direct, bro. Just push more media and see what happens.
Make another season. Five characters together and like.
Mix more mods, bro. They have the template for it.
They do. So my favorite part about Digimon is the Digivolution stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they did eggs, crests, digivices, like, freaking scripts. Like, that shit's cool. No other show is doing that has like monsters like that. Like, most pocket monsters, like, things, like, are mostly like Monster Rancher, the game. Monster Rancher. Just saying.
Oh, that's what it was. Into the Forest of Firefly's Light.
This was really
Firefly's Light. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, into the Forest of Firefly's Light.
So this was a pretty popular romance movie.
Oh my god, 2003?
I think that's when like the manga or something, or like light novel came out. I think the movie was published in
'11. Dude, I remember this, but I don't remember anything about this.
People really loved it. That shit was trash. Okay, I might be, this might be controversial. That shit was trash.
I do remember this.
The people who didn't watch it.
I remember why it's trash. It's because a yokai acts like a fucking kid.
Yeah. What the fuck?
This man meets a 6-year-old and then he acts like the 6-year-old. Because he's like, hey, I haven't had a visitor or whatever. So he just acts like, and you're just like watching.
Yeah. Acts like an idiot. Yeah. It's like they barely interact and like you don't feel any connection between them. And then suddenly, then suddenly the guy just fucking dies. Yeah. He just dies. And I'm like, okay, I feel jack all for this guy. Nothing fucking happened. They just walked around.
It's a story of bullshit.
It's a bunch of bullshit, dude. Oh, God. It's like this 6-year-old wanders in and is just like, tries to hug him. And he's like, and like pushes her to the ground. And she's just like, what the fuck? And then it's like 13 years or something of them just kind of walking around, not doing shit. And like barely even talking. And then he accidentally touches a kid and then just disappears. It's like, that's all that happens. It was so shit. I like wasted an hour of my life.
Oh, and the best part, fucking the kid's just looking around confused.
Yeah, for real. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I do remember that. I remember that core memory in my head. I remember that because I was like, man, I'm so disappointed with this. I need to watch something that makes me not disappointed.
Yeah. And I remember I don't all hate these anime people for this one making movie. Fucking, I remember seeing so many, like, AMVs of that shit.
Well, it's because the,
thinking it would be so good and whatnot, and everybody in the comments like, oh, I bawled my eyes out. And I'm just like, oh, this shit's gonna be great. I watch it, but...
No, the reason why they made AMVs about it is because the way he, way he's animated when he comes out.
Yeah.
When he first, like, introduced to him. Is he okay? That scene was cool. Fun.
Yeah, that was. No, you're right.
It reminded me of like a scene of like Dragon Ball Z, like when Nimbus is coming to Goku, you know, seeing Nimbus, all that animation happens. It reminds me of that. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good with that. If you guys want to end here.
Yeah. Only thing I want to say before we leave is that if you're want to get absolutely gaped to buy an anime, go watch More Than a Married Couple.
And on.
Yeah. That's not what I meant, but yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Damn. You guys are just fully gaped.
Two different
genres, gapes.
But yeah.
No, two different type of gapes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Yeah.
Two different type of gapes.
What are your feelings played with?
Yeah. Your feelings.
If you watch it, please tell us how you felt and blame them too, not me.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I'm his cousins and that shit. And I was like, yeah, it's a good anime. Just watch it. I have no preparation.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, you're not supposed to prepare
yourself. Right? Go watch Iwana. It's an extremely great anime. Yep. Yeah.
So I felt about Clonad. I watched that shit. I was like, man, this is great. This is so good.
Get the after story.
What yep. The trash. Then you get the after story. Fucking kick the nuts, bro. Like,
it's just, I didn't like it, but it just didn't make sense.
It did make sense.
That's why I had to cry. Yeah. That's the issue.
Yeah. It didn't make no sense. And you're just, what the crap? You're not fucking. Alright, well, we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you as always for listening. Any shout outs you guys want to do?
Bad Dragon sponsor.
Bad Dragon sponsors, apparently. Calvin, any shout-outs?
No.
Yeah. Shout-out to Cracked Media and for everything you do. Appreciate you. That's where we are going to post most of our topics or what to talk about. If you want to give us questions, please join Cracked Media. We're pretty active over there. And we hope to see you guys at a convention or hope to hear see some comments and stuff, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
We appreciate that.
AX.
And PAX.
Yep.
If you're going to be in the Livermore area, there's the Livermore Comic Con in July. Yeah. Probably Zach and I. We'll have it to us. You'll see it. Later!
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.